Books on Tape presents Death and Honor by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV. Read by Scott Brick. Prologue. Historians now generally agree that the tides of war had begun to turn against the German-Japanese-Italian alliance, the Axis, in the spring and summer of 1943. From the American perspective, the war had begun with a series of humiliating defeats. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on 7 December 1941 saw most of the battleships of the U.S. Pacific Fleet either lying on the bottom or so seriously damaged as to be out of action for the foreseeable future. The next day, the Japanese attack on the Philippine Islands destroyed half of General Douglas MacArthur's Air Force. Before the month was out, MacArthur was forced to declare Manila an open city and retreat to the Bataan Peninsula and the island fortress of Corregidor. On 23 December, Wake Island fell to the Japanese. 2 days later, the British forces in Hong Kong surrendered. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt ordered MacArthur to Australia. MacArthur arrived 20 March 1942, delivered his famous I Shall Return speech, then learned there were only 34,000 soldiers in Australia and very little supplies. On 18 April 1942, Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Doolittle led a small flight of B-25 Mitchell medium bombers in a raid on Tokyo. They took off from an aircraft carrier on what most of them considered a suicide mission, knowing the actual damage they could do was minimal, but that some victory, almost any victory, against the Japanese was necessary to prevent despair among the American people. The exultation of the American people when they learned of the raid was short-lived. Just over 2 weeks later, on 6...